Renewable Kerry on Kerry Today. Brought to you in association with Renewable Energy Ireland. Energy powered by nature.
Yeah, our latest installment of Renewable Kerry here on Radio Kerry. We are going to be talking about onshore wind and its contribution and where the technology is going, where developments are going as well. We've got Justin Moore, Director of External Affairs at Wind Energy Ireland, with us on the line. Justin, good morning to you and good to talk to you again.
Good morning, Jerry.
Look, on the wider sense, before we talk about what's happening right now in the world and prices and electricity and all of that, what does onshore wind do for us?
Well, onshore wind, and particularly onshore wind from Kerry wind farms, helps to cut our carbon emissions, but it also helps to drive down bills and helps to make Ireland more energy secure. And as I'm sure you and your listeners are probably aware, Kerry is the number one source of electricity from wind farms almost every month. Occasionally Cork kind of sneaks up ahead of Kerry, but most of the time you're beating Cork, which I know is something that a Kerry audience would particularly appreciate. And what that does is it reduces the price of electricity to consumers are paying, and that's critical at a time when Irish electricity bills are so high. So I think most people understand that when wind farms generate electricity, they push gas off the system. What people may not know is that they don't just push off any old gas generator, they push off the most expensive gas generator at that time. And that's what brings down the price. There's research published last year that said that since 2000, Irish electricity consumers have saved €840 million because of wind farms and solar farms pushing gas off the system. That's even when you factor in all the costs for support schemes and for grid development and network costs. So it makes electricity in Ireland cheaper. It's not cheap enough. People's bills are still far, far too high. But the reason they're too high is because we're still so dependent on gas. You know, we saw the attacks that the US and Israel are carrying out in Iran at the moment. The price of gas in Europe in the space of just a couple of days doubled during the first week of those attacks. Now, thankfully, it's come down a little bit since then. But the reality is we will face higher electricity bills than we need to be facing the longer we are dependent on using gas for electricity in this country. About €1 million an hour goes out of Ireland to import fossil fuels. What we want to do is by building wind farms, by building solar farms, to try and keep that money in here, keep this money in Ireland, support Irish jobs and give opportunities to Irish businesses.
What would it be, is there any quantifying, if we didn't have the capacity that we have installed up to now, Justin, in terms of what we would be paying as electricity consumers, shall we say?
I wouldn't have that figure to hand, but to give a kind of perspective of what we would
just
have needed
overall,
to do.
Yeah.
So if we didn't have those wind farms in Ireland, we would have had to spend a little bit over €1 billion importing gas in 2025. And if you trace that back over the last 3 or 4 years that we've been carrying out that research, I think it works out at around €6 billion to import gas that we would have had to have done if we didn't have these wind farms since 2023. So that's a lot of money. And I think one of the points that we really try to stress, and I think people increasingly get because of the energy crisis that came when Russia invaded Ukraine and now the energy crisis that people are seeing now, which is really rather than an energy crisis, it's really a fossil fuel crisis, is that Ireland and Europe, we need to end our dependence on imported gas. We need to end our dependence on imported fossil fuels. We can't be energy secure if we have to rely on whoever's in the White House or whoever's in the Kremlin making decisions about what Irish electricity bills should be.
Yeah. At the whims of whatever's going on with whatever war is started in whatever week by either Russia or at the moment the United States. The overall savings, you know, you've talked about what saved on gas. There's carbon credits as well. I know there was a report out recently said over the past 4 years it's been €6.7 billion. Look, that is the positives. But what do you say, Justin, to the concerns people have? As you said, Kerry, is it 12-13% of the overall wind generation in the country? The highest here ourselves in Cork, really the two highest counties as well. There has been opposition. There's people who feel there's too many, that it impacts on communities, shadow flicker, all those sort of issues as the price paid locally for that benefit.
I would certainly see that perspective, but I would think I would also be trying as not just the price paid locally, but the benefits brought locally. I think about 20% of Kerry's entire commercial rates income comes from Irish wind farms in Kerry. So that's around 10, maybe €11 million. So that's money that goes to Kerry to pay to keep libraries open. It pays to repair roads. It pays to support businesses who would be paying higher rates if those wind farms weren't there. And I then think you have the jobs benefit as well. You have Enercon, one of Europe's leading wind turbine manufacturers, has its base in Kerry. That's 70, 80 different jobs that are supported there. You have the Estelis plant down in Kerry, about 350, 400 jobs there. They have a large wind turbine outside, and that's providing them with power. That's helping to reduce the cost of energy that they're paying. So I think there's benefits to come for developing renewable energy as well. And on top of that, you have community benefit payments to go into Kerry as well, which we expect to see increase significantly in years to come. And that's benefiting local GA clubs, it's benefiting local sports clubs, it's benefiting local communities in a real practical way. So I do appreciate that there are people out there who have concerns, and I think those need to be reflected in the planning system, and those concerns need to be addressed by the people who are looking to develop wind farms. But I do think often we focus a lot on the challenges that wind farms bring when they're coming into local communities, but maybe not so much as well on the benefits that those wind farms bring in the force of investment into those into counties.
Allied to that, Justin, what is the future for onshore wind energy in this county and overall as a country? Bearing in mind, some people would feel, you know, we've done our fair share. Kerry has plenty. We're putting on the green jersey for Ireland in the amount of wind that we have. What does the future hold?
Well, we certainly believe we can continue to expand onshore wind energy in Ireland. And I think that's really critical because it is the cheapest form of new electricity generation. And I think it's really important to stress that it's not the cheapest renewable form. It's just the cheapest form of electricity generation. So if we want to see electricity prices come down, we need to keep building the most affordable electricity generation we possibly can, and that's onshore wind energy. Now, I think what we're going to see in the months and the years to come is the development of more onshore wind energy projects across Ireland. But one of the things that the government is going to be doing and engaging with county councils in the coming months, probably this year, is to try and identify areas where future onshore wind farms would be built. And I think one of the points we would be saying, and I think probably people in Kerry would be supportive of, is that when they're doing that, they need to take into account the amount of infrastructure that is already there. Yeah. And you're absolutely right. There's a counties like Kerry, which have made an enormous contribution to the decarbonisation of our energy supply, to Irish energy security, to helping Irish consumers with their bills. Kerry's really stepped up, I think is probably the best way to put it. There are other counties in Ireland that maybe don't have a significant amount of wind energy. And I think one of the things that's changed with our technology is when you originally built wind farms, say 15, 20 years ago, you needed to build them in places like Donegal and Kerry. You needed those strong Atlantic winds. As the technology has got better, we're able to develop wind energy projects in places like Offaly, for example, which is in the middle of the country and is now actually one of the main sources of renewable electricity as well.
Okay, and that's where things are going there. There is the offshore side of things as well, which is, I know, a longer-term project, perhaps more expensive to develop, more difficult conditions, but that hopefully is moving along.
Yeah, there's a number of offshore wind energy projects that are in the planning system at the minute on the east coast of Ireland, and there's a project that went out to auction just before the end of last year off the south coast. I think what we're really keen to see is develop beyond just the east and south coast, and obviously this would be critical to Kerry particularly. What the government is doing at the moment is they have started the process of drawing a map of where future Irish offshore wind farms would be located, and that's looking at the whole maritime area, so that's including off the south coast, which would be the closest to Kerry. They're expecting to come out with that the end of next year, and it would identify, we think, somewhere between 12 to 15 different sites where you can build offshore wind energy projects, and we'll start to move forward then and to bring those projects through the system. You're absolutely right. Offshore wind energy is a little bit more expensive than onshore. We're continually trying to improve the technology. We have a research department in Wind Energy Ireland that's really focused on trying to make floating wind energy, for example, which is most suitable for deep water in the Atlantic, as accessible and as affordable as possible. But while we're working on those offshore projects, we still need to be moving ahead with onshore wind energy because we need to drive those prices down. If you compare the United States, China, and the European Union, the European Union has the most expensive electricity prices. And within the European Union, Ireland has the most expensive electricity prices. That hits consumers. That hits everyone that's listening to you and me speak this morning. It's businesses that are struggling to survive because energy costs keep going up. The best way to do that is to get gas off the system as quickly as possible. And the most affordable form of new electricity generation, which can push the gas off the system, is onshore wind energy. So I do appreciate the point you made a moment ago, that sometimes people can look at wind turbines and maybe have a negative reaction, or maybe they might dislike them. I have to say, Jerry, when I see a wind turbine and I see the wind turbine spinning, I see money at home, I see cheaper electricity bills. I see a cleaner energy system, and cleaner, more affordable, more secure electricity is what I think people want, not just in Ireland, but in Kerry too.
Yeah. Are we going to get to that day, though, that we will take significant amounts of fossil fuels, whether it's gas or others, off our system to see that benefit, to say that we have our own generation here, we're finally tackling the higher prices, and we're more insulated from what's going on right now?
I think we actually are already seeing it. I mean, wind provided about 42% of Ireland's electricity in February. Solar would have provided a little bit more than that, and would provide a lot more come the summer months. And I think that the point that we would make is, if we didn't have that, our bills would be significantly higher, because we would be depending on that imported fossil fuel generation. We would be depending on gas from Qatar or from America or from wherever that would be coming in, gas coming in across the pipeline from Britain. Every single cent we spend on that is money that's not staying in Ireland. And that's what it's so critical to develop these new onshore renewable energy projects, to keep that money here, to give jobs and opportunities to people here. You know, we're employing around 6,000 people in the Irish wind energy industry. The solar energy industry will be employing yet more people on top of that. Those are jobs that are in Ireland, rather than creating jobs in other countries that produce the gas that comes to Ireland that we then have to burn. So if we want cleaner, more affordable electricity, if we don't want to be paying more for dirtier power, we need to be developing those onshore renewables. We need to be developing energy, and not only doing that, trying to maximise the benefits for counties as well, so that people start to see not just maybe the costs that they associate with onshore wind energy, but the benefits, that money going into county councils, that money going into communities, that's making a real and tangible difference in the lives of people who are living within the distance of wind farms.
Yep. Okay, Justin, listen, we're going to leave it there. Thanks very much for taking time to talk to us.
Thanks, Jerry.
This morning. That's our latest installment of Renewable Kerry, Justin Moran of Wind Energy Ireland.